And welcome to the first Arkansas Bourbon Bowl League podcast, the one first of hopefully very many that'll happen. So make sure you subscribe, download this app, and subscribe and search Sex Panther 101 to get updated with all the Arkansas Bourbon Bowl League news, all the Arkansas Bourbon Bowl League schedule changes, and all the Arkansas Bourbon Bowl things you need to know. We got a great show today. Well, I'm here with my co-host, which is myself, the Sex Panther 101. Today we have a lot of things talked about. We're going to talk about the rule changes for this year's league. We are going to also talk on why Scott is not the champion of the Arkansas Bourbon Bowl League. And then your Sex Panther will give you some advice to help you win this year's championship. Actually, probably come in second because I will come in first as an undefeated season. Let's get started. All right, let's talk about the rule changes we have this year in the Arkansas Bourbon Bowl League. So rule number one is probably the most important rule, is that the waiver wire will not change unless you play the waiver wire. So the way it's going to work is we have the draft order that's coming up in a couple weeks. And once it gets set, whoever's the number 10 pick in the draft will automatically go to number one on the waiver wire. So how is this different? Well, last year, yes, it started that way, but whoever had the worst record, typically Scott, would then always, at the end of the week, be at top of the waiver wire. Well, if we look at it, now, whoever's at the top of the waiver wire, you stay at the top of the waiver wire until you use that waiver. So, in theory, last year, Dustin, who was number one most of the year and did not get a chance to play the waiver wire against, you know, some of the top talent, well, now he can hold on to his waiver pick, and then come weeks 12 and 13, if a running back goes down or a wide receiver goes down or a quarterback or a tight end or whatever, well, now instead of the last place getting it, now if you can hold on to your waiver wire, you get the first priority over everybody. So what that does, eliminates our loser league. So what I mean by that is it pays to lose in a waiver pick like that. So, for example, Scott got to ride the coattails of everybody by losing and being in the bottom half. And then at the end of the season, he's able to keep reloading his roster to some of the better waiver picks because the people at the top who had a good draft could not get those good waiver picks. So overall, that'll be a better place for the league, and we'll get a better champion off that. And you know, the last 3 years, Scott's always been getting the waiver wire pick. So this year, that will not happen. So I'm excited about that. Next is our four-team playoff. So last year, Scott led the Revolution and Participation Trophy where, you know, if you got a losing record, you got in. There's no way in the world somebody with a losing record should A, be in the playoffs, and B, be the quote-unquote champion, which we'll get to in the next segment here. There is no way that should ever happen. So now we have eliminated that, where the four-team playoff, which is the best way you're going to get your true champion. Each, there's two games till the championship. So the first round of the playoff is a two-week playoff, and then the championship is a 2 week. So with in a combination with the waiver wire and with the four-week playoff, you're going to get a true champion of the league. Not just a, oh, I had a good week and now I'm good. No, you're going to get a true champion this year. Alrighty, so reasons why Scott is not our champion. So obviously there is 1,000 reasons why Scott is not the champion, but I'm going to give you some of the top ones, and I got facts to prove it. Scott, you're not the champion because you're the little waiver wire weasel. So let me explain this. We've played fantasy football for 3 years, and the lower seed has won the tournament every single year. And the reason being is because they are getting these waiver wire picks where the top dog can't get in. Scott, you won from a product of a loser participation league, so your name will always have an asterisk. Example. And there's no respect to Kenny or Drew in this, but just for the argument, I'm going to throw it out there. Year one, Kenny's the number four seed. He wins the championship. Year two, Drew is the number five out of six seed. He wins the tournament.
year three. Scott is the fifth out of five seats. He wins the championship. So obviously, our system was broke, and now it's fixed. So Scott, this year, you will not win. Reason number two why Scott is not a champion, you're a douche, just to be clear. I mean, that's, I don't think there could be any clearer than that. You're just a doucher. So that's really reason 2 through 88 right there. So reason 89 that Scott, you are not the champion, is because you did not deserve to be there in the first place. From the beginning, I said 4-team playoff. And then what did you do?
Oh, but I will never get in the playoffs if it's 4, so I want 6.
So, you know, you convinced everybody to do 6, and then we met in the middle at 5. You should not have been in the playoffs. You rigged the system for your benefit, and you are responsible for the corruption of the Arkansas Bourbon Bowl League. Reason number 98 why, Scott, you are not the champion of the Arkansas Bourbon Bowl League. And that reason is simply, we have played fantasy football for 3 years. Everybody hear that, 3 years. And Scott has not had a winning season to date. He finished the first year 6-6-1. That's ridiculous. The second year, he finished the season 6-7 and got in the playoffs. The third year, when he won the championship, 6-7. No champion has a losing record. And you are the perfect example of what's wrong in this world, in the freaking 1% movement and all that, and the little sissy. You, Scott, are millennial, and you are what is wrong with the world, and you are the definition of participation trophy. Now I'm going to tell you how and what the key is to win the Arkansas Bourbon Bowl League. So 3 years, 3 out of 3 years, this has happened. Year one, weeks 13, 10, somewhere around there, Kenny picks up Lamar Miller, Dolphins running back, rides it to the championship. Year two, same time frame, Drew picks up Jay Ajayi, Dolphins running back, wins the championship. Year three, the waiver wire weasel, as I like to call him, Triple Dubs, picks up Kenyon Drake, Dolphins running back, and rides it to the championship. Unfairly, I might add. So, with that being said, if you want to win the league this year, clearly sometimes between week 9 and week 12, you have to pick up the Dolphins running back. That's the only way that Weasel Waller Scott got the championship. I digress. Thanks for a great show today. Please subscribe to this podcast, and new ones will pop up on your phone. Thank you.